it's certainly getting uglier out there. And while the Fed has been able to keep the party going for 13 years or so, that party could be getting very close to coming to an end. For so long, the Fed has had the luxury of erring on the side of policy accommodation, in large part due to what has been a highly subdued inflation backdrop. But this is no longer the case in 2021. And the prospect of inflation being something more than just transitory is a prospect that could indeed force the Fed into needing to rethink its policy strategy. So much so that the central bank actually is getting closer to determining that it may start to need to err on the side of a more restrictive policy. The headache right now is to focus on jobs and growth or to focus on offsetting inflation. And the trouble is that with things like food prices and rental property rates skyrocketing, all while most folks out there aren't seeing any accompanying rise in their earnings, it's all of a sudden becoming a bit of a joke that this easy money policy that's supposed to be benefiting these very people is only benefiting the wealthy. Not exactly a great spot for the Fed. And so we may soon see that pressure build for the Fed to focus more on offsetting inflation than focusing on further expanding its balance sheet for the benefit of stock market investors. Throw in an already shaky global growth outlook, geopolitical tension, and a COVID virus that just won't go away. And it just isn't a pretty picture. We suspect this could lead to more downside in stocks and additional upside in the US dollar. Key standouts on today's calendar come in the form of Aussie employment data, the Eurozone current account, Canada ADP employment, US initial jobless claims, and the Philly Fed. That's all for now.